I want to continue my talk about precepts, Buddhist precepts. And last time I talked about the individual three treasures, which is Buddha and Dhamma and Sangha. But we have three. We say three treasures, but three treasures could be understood by you in three ways. It is indivisible three precepts, because it is one, Buddha and Dhamma and Sangha are actually one. It is not three. So we say indivisible three treasures. The next one is actually since we have Shakyamuni Buddha, who attained enlightenment, realizing the indivisible three treasures. And what he told was a Dhamma, which was as he realized what is the indivisible three treasures, he talked about it. That is Dhamma. And his disciples are Sangha. So this is, we call this three treasures is called manifested three treasures. And right now we have, you know, temples, and in temple we have Buddha, you know, big or small, or bronze or Buddha, gold, or wooden Buddha, bronze Buddha, Buddha image, that is Buddha for us. And we have scriptures, many scriptures piled up somewhere. Sometime in library. Those are Dhamma too. We call it Dhamma. And Sangha. Sangha is priest. And priests or nuns and layman and laywoman, they are all Sangha. And those are, you know, also three treasures. three treasures, maintaining, which maintains Buddha, Buddhism as a religion. So those are called maybe Juji Sambo, maintaining three treasures. The three treasures which maintain or sustain Buddhism, which protect Buddhism. Well, tonight I want to talk about Buddha's three treasures manifested. The manifested three treasures. It is not different, but the difference between individual three treasures and manifested three treasures is Buddhism, which was told by Buddha, it's the manifested three treasures, manifested Buddha, and Buddhism, which exists, you know, before Buddha, even before Buddha, that is individual three treasures. After Buddha, you can say he is Buddha. You know, you can say this is Buddha, and this is the teaching which was taught by Buddha. That is Dhamma. And those are Buddha's Sangha, which include a priest, and layman and laywoman. Buddha's Sangha. So we can tell by our eyes, you know, which is Buddha and which is Dhamma and which is Sangha. But the individual three treasures cannot say this is Dhamma or this is Buddha or this is Sangha. This is the difference. And for us, it is very important to figure out the difference between Buddhism, which was taught by Buddha, and Buddhism, which actually exists, whether Buddha, you know, came out on this world. But because you don't, most people think if Buddhism is the teaching which was started by Buddha, maybe most people think in that way. And some people may say, before Buddha, there were many sages. And Buddha is the one of the sages we have had, we had before. Those sages, you know, in we have had besides Buddha is also we include those stages. Where are the they are not individual three treasures. They are not included there. And they are not manifested, three treasures. Because manifested three treasures are Buddha and the teaching he told us, and his Sangha. Those are manifested three treasures. Where are they now? For instance, here is Amida Buddha. Where is he? It looks like they have no place. Buddhism has no place for other sages. Very sectarian, maybe you may say. But we have, actually. They have reserved seat. Well, you must think, that is a corn for you. Where are they? There are many questions. If you think more, you will have many questions. And as a Buddhist, it is necessary to figure out those questions clearly. And you have to answer for this kind of question. What you should study now or tonight after listening to my last lecture is first of all, to have full understanding of individual three treasures. Unless you understand this individual three treasures, you cannot be perfect Buddhist. This is very important point for us to understand. even, you know. Of course, to have full understanding of it, it is necessary for us to practice. Actual practice is necessary. You cannot, you know, understand it. You cannot figure out by your mind. Actual practice is necessary. What you understand, you know, will be if it is not Buddha or a Sangha, it will be law of the Buddhism or law of the universe. Or if it is not the law of the universe, it may be something which exists in this universe, trees or mountains or river. And it is almost impossible to know what is what is Buddha. The Buddha is so-called emptiness or nothingness. That is actually Buddha. And if you think you can figure out what is nothingness, what is emptiness, if you say, I know what is emptiness, that is not emptiness, somethingness, some idea of something. How you can figure out, how you can tell what is something, emptiness, is to full understanding of mountains or river, or each one of us. What is a stone? What is a cat? What is a dog? You know. When you know actually what is a dog, what is a cat, you know yourself. Only when you know yourself, you will understand what is mountain, what is a dog, what is a cat. And you will understand cat is not just cat. Cat is you too. You are cat. At the same time, you are a dog too. And if you think it is ridiculous for me to be a dog, then that is, you know, usual understanding. It is not individual. Truth. That is why, actually, we must have practice. Unless we have practice, we cannot reach this, core of the teaching. People may say Buddhism is atheism because we do not have any particular, Buddha. to worship. So they may say Buddhism is atheism. Well, it is not monotheism. People know about this point, but many people say Buddhism is pantheism, but it is not so. Atheism or pantheism or monotheism is the religion which you can teach by your thinking mind. You can figure out what it is. No, what is God? But Buddhism is beyond our understanding. It should be so. Every religion actually should be so. But Buddhism put emphasis on this point, because I think Buddhism is very good religion for American people. Because you like something, you know. You like something which you can figure out. You know. If we say you cannot figure out what is Buddha, you will be discouraged. Oh, Buddhism is not good. At least for you, religion should be some mystical. Mystic religion will be pretty good for you, but not exactly. Religion should be some religion which will give you some advantage in your life. That is most appropriate religion. I mean, not for only for American people, but for almost all the human nature, human being. Or else, no one will not be. No one will be interested in religion. But we, you know, we Buddhists concerned about this point very much, because of the weakness we have. Weakness which weakness that we cannot satisfy with nothing. That is why we suffer, why we have difficulties in our life. Only when we can satisfy it with ourselves and with what we have and with how we are, then we'll have complete freedom from everything. And that is how we, you know, how we become completely how we have complete renunciation. You may say that is almost impossible, you know, or utterly impossible. But actually, it is not so. There is some way. Because you think so, it is not possible. When you say it is not possible, you stick to your gaining idea. And you still continue to play game with things. You are not serious enough with yourself. You need something, you know, something to make feel good. We Buddhists feel very sympathetic with people who cannot satisfy it without anything when they are already Buddha. Because they want something more, they cannot be a Buddha. That's all. So it is pity, you know. Isn't it? You know, having, you know, being well completely qualified Buddha for a completely qualified Buddha. Just because he needs something more, little bit more, he cannot be a Buddha. How silly, you know, we are, if you really know yourself. This point is not, you know, this is the point. We do not notice. And this is the point why Buddha appeared in this world. So Buddha's enlightenment is just to be himself. And when he became he himself, he found everyone to be a Buddha, and everything was Buddha. When just knows, when just when he just know who he was, then everyone were Buddha. Everyone is Buddha. That is how he attained enlightenment. And his teaching was how we, you know, his teaching is actually let everyone know why we are not Buddha. Why we cannot be a Buddha. So actually, it is mostly about human nature. So his teaching is about our human nature. So that is why we say, if you study Buddhism, you will be a good human being. And when you are good human being, then you are also, when you know your bad points, means you know you are originally Buddha. Same thing. So at least if you listen to his teaching, you will know why you are, you have suffering as a human being. And how, that is how you can free from suffering. The same teaching will work in two ways. Actually, he was talking. He was talking about himself. About himself as a person who was born at certain time, at certain place. If so, what is Buddhism? Where is Buddhism? The Buddhism is each one's own nature. In this sense, that each one's own nature is called also Buddha nature. Because it is about how Buddha loses himself, and how a Buddha stay themselves. So it is all about each one of us. So if you say Buddha attained enlightenment, or Buddha started Buddhism, it is so. But even though he didn't start, he didn't appear in this world, Buddhism is there, as long as we are here. So there's nothing new, you know, for us to study. But Buddha's teaching will give you some light to know yourself. So in this sense, we have Dhamma, the light by which we can see ourselves like a mirror. It's Buddha's teaching. But all what we will know is about ourselves. So here, in manifested three treasures, same thing is true. Buddha and Sangha and teaching is one. We are Buddha, so Sangha we say, but each one of the Sangha, member of Sangha, is Buddha. And his teaching we say, but that is just right, you know, to know ourselves. So actually there is no special teaching which we should remember, which we should recite. There is no need to recite sutra. In its true sense, but it will help anyway. So if you should respect, you know, pay homage, you should pay homage to yourself, and it means to pay homage to Buddha and to the Dhamma. That is the structure of Buddhism. So same thing is true with the manifested three treasures. As three treasures in individual, in individual. In the Okay, anyway. Better not to to bite my lips. Anyway, same. Not different. But because our mind is not so clear, so we must have to give a good understanding of Buddhism, we have precepts. So precepts is not something to observe literally. Through precepts, we should know the structure of Buddhism and point of Buddhism and core of Buddhism and spirit of Buddhism. That is why we accept precepts. And the maintaining Buddhism, three treasure of which maintains Buddhism, like scriptures, or priests, or bronze Buddha. If I, I think you do not find much meaning in bronze Buddha or scriptures. Maybe, you know, especially you don't interested in bronze Buddha at all. You say it is idol, you know, idol worship. Buddhism is idol worship. And because all of us, you know, every day bowing to Buddha. Right now we bow to Buddha 9 times. It is, Buddhism is nothing but idol worship. Yeah, that is maybe your feeling. But, you know, Buddha in this category of maintaining Buddha include various sages who are actually helping people, whether he is Buddhist or not. That is for us also Buddha. It is not because we are so generous, but because we have clear understanding of Buddha, who is Buddha. Each one of us is already Buddha. Why various sages who are, you know, helping people are not Buddha? They are all Buddha. We say Buddha in other world. Other world is means, you know, not in this society, or not for Buddhists. Other world. Other world can be Christian world, or some other religion, religious people's world. This point should not be, you know, missed. We dearly pay homage to those sages. This is a brief explanation of the triple treasures we have, precepts of triple treasures. Maybe to have having clear understanding of triple treasures, our triple treasures, and to have right practice, we should make those points very sure through practice, and through intellectual understanding, and through discussion. If we do not discuss this point fully, we will not have good practice in its true sense. And we will be lost. Even though you practice hard and you make great effort, you will be lost. So that you may not lose yourself in your practice, in your religion, we should accept those treasures which was transmitted from Buddha to us. Actually, Buddha realized this point. And carefully discussed by various teachers and patriarchs, so that we might not lose our way. You can criticize, Buddhism from various angles. That is necessary. If it is not necessary for you, it will help someone else. Even though you end up in your criticism, it will help people. Someone else, for your own sake, for others' sake, you should criticize Buddhism. And you can fight with Buddhism, even. If you don't fight with Buddhism strong enough, all human beings will be lost. only when you fight with Buddhism, then actually you are helping. You should study Buddhism on those points by all means and from various angles. But as long as you are fighting with it, you are not yet Buddhist. You are outside Buddhism. But from Buddha's viewpoint, he is Buddhist. And even though he feels he is not Buddhist. Buddhism is, this kind of religion. You should know what is Buddhism very clearly. And if you are going to be a Buddhist, you should be prepared for this kind of problem, which you will have because you became only because you became a Buddhist. If you were not Buddhist, you will not have any problem, maybe. Only because you became a Buddhist, you will have many problems. Fighting, through fighting, this kind of fighting, you can help people in its true sense. If you want to be protected by the three treasures, it is not the way to accept the three treasures. This is the spirit we receive our precepts. This is why you become a Buddhist. Maybe I think better to have question and answer time for maybe how many minutes? 20 minutes? Do you have some question? Hi. Buddhism? Buddhism. In its wide sense. Fight with Buddhism. To have doubt. To wonder what it is, to have many questions about Buddhism. That is mostly what I meant. We do not use any weapons, so it is impossible for you to fight with gun. Ask it. What did he say?
He said the people here that practice here the most never ask questions.
They do.
Yeah.
Will you ask questions then? You can ask questions.
That's because our legs hurt so much over there.
Do you have some questions? You have. You must suffer 18 minutes more. Do you have some questions? Did you have some outline of my talk? Hi.
Could you say something more about emptiness or void or pure nothingness?
To say, to wandering apart. Because I cannot say anything about this. I talked so long time. It is impossible to say something about it. But it is possible. The only way to know what is emptiness is to be you, you know. Then that is emptiness. Do you understand? We have nothing has its self nature. So if you, the only way to have it is to be a part of it. It is not good. If I say part of it, it is already creating some question or question for you, but to be a part of it, to be one with everything, then when you are actually a part of everything, all things, you are all things. When you think you have your own way, or you have your own self nature, then you are not part of all things. So, you are something. When you are completely a part of everything, you don't exist anymore. When you dip the water by this cup, you know, and when you say this is water, no, this is not water anymore. When you empty it to the river, it is really water. It is flowing endlessly. It doesn't stay anywhere. If it stays someplace, it may not be true water anymore. But actually, it cannot stay anywhere. That is water. We think it can stay here, but. This is just because I think, you know, here is water in the cup, but it doesn't actually stay here. It is going, you know,